Welcome back to Dasik Haman on the Parsha, and actually welcome to the final shiur in the series of Dasik Haman on the Parsha as we enter Parshas Vezos HaBracha. For this year, I direct you to the final Dasik Hanim on the Torah, which is Perek Lama Dalid Pasuk Hei Vayomas Sham Moshe. The majority of this comment of the Dasik Hanim is about, it's quote, basically quoting a midrash from Devarim Rabbah, very interesting, beautiful, touching back and forth between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Moshe's death and Hashem speaking to Moshe's neshama, and worth checking out inside for sure. But I direct it to the end of the comment of the Dasik Hanim, Va'amru Chazal. Va'amru Chazal, Chazal say, Shmona Psukim Halalu Yachid Korei Osan. These eight psukim, meaning the final eight psukim of the Torah, a yachid reads them. So this is quoting Gemara in Baba Basra, so I believe in Menachos, could be other places as well. The Gemara tells us there's actually a machlokus about the final eight psukim of the Torah, which describe Moshe's death and Moshe's hesped, his eulogy. And the question is, who wrote these psukim? Did Moshe write about his own death? And there's actually a machlokus tanayim, an opinion that Moshe did not write these, Yoshua wrote them. Another opinion that Moshe wrote them in some form, and Yoshua later wrote them out properly. But that's the discussion. And there's a brisa that the Gemara brings to try to suggest that one way or another, and it says that the halacha is these psukim yachid koreasana, a yachid, an individual reads them. And this cryptic phrase is actually discussed, and there's a wide range of interpretations of this by the Rishonim. A possibility that a yachid, meaning a yachid, like an individual, a chashav person should read it, which is, part of the basis of having a chashav person read Chasam Torah, as we do nowadays. There's the opinion, I believe, of the Rambam, which is very interesting, that you should read it biyachid, right? Maybe not even part of the kriya of the tzibur. Or there's another interpretation that these psukim should be separate from any previous aliyos, that one person should read them all. Also, as the Rashi over there, and in fact, Tosfos over there, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, seems to be the choice opinion, is that you should not split them up, split these eight psukim up from and having two people read them, rather one person should read all eight. However, the Dasik Hanim says over here, Vatema, but we have a question, but based on the question, we can understand the opinion of the Dasik Hanim. Vatema, we have a question, Shahari Gam Kola Parshios Shabbatora Amrina Besechas Megillah Echad Kori Veloshnaim. But don't we have a Gemara in Megillah that tells us that in general, you're only allowed to have one Baal Kriya? You can't have two Baal Kriya for Kriya Satora, right? When there's a Trey Kolos Lamishnai, two voices are not heard, so you can't have two people leaning. So we have a general rule that only one person could read, meaning a yachid is in general is all that's allowed to read. So what's the chiddush about these eight psukim that a yachid has to read? So it seems to be that the Dasik Hanim is saying that what does it mean by yachid? It means that one person, not two people, reading it together. Before we elaborate that, the Dasik Hanim continues. Umashana go out to the kroshnaim hakorei v'chazen. And nowadays we have a minhag that two people read it, the korei and the chazen. So it seems that the korei is the one who gets the aliyah and the chazen is actually the Baal Kriya, right? Nowadays that's what we do. We have two people up there laning. One of them who's the Baal Kriya, right? And he's reading the Torah. And then you have a person who comes up and gets an aliyah and reads along beside him, silently. So we do this nowadays. How can we do this? You're supposed to only have one person reading the Torah, as the Megillah says. So anus, as the Gemara in Megillah says, anus somchin al mashad shenshinin b'mesechus bikurim. This, we rely on what we, based on what we learned in Mesechus Bikurim. I'll just say that outside quickly. Basically what happened by bringing Bikurim, you bring the first fruits to the base of Mikdash. So there's a Mikra Bikurim, a certain part from the Torah that you're supposed to read when you bring the Bikurim. Now, what ends up happening is that people were illiterate, and they were not able to read the Mikra Bikurim, and they were embarrassed, and actually they stopped bringing Bikurim. So in order to encourage those who are even illiterate to bring Bikurim and not be embarrassed, they instituted a Baal Kriya, basically, someone there who would read the Mikra Bikurim, so someone would just bring their fruits, and someone else would read for them. Similarly, it used to be like Kriya Satora, when you called someone out for an aliyah, they would actually lane their own aliyah. Yamod, whoever, the Kohen would read the aliyah himself. But of course, it happened that people didn't know how to lane, they didn't know necessarily the trup or the nukudos or anything, and they didn't know how to lane, and people were embarrassed. It could be they're embarrassed to get aliyos, they could be embarrassed to come to shul altogether. So we instituted a Baal Kriya to lane, so someone just comes opens up, he says the bracha, and he reads along with the Baal Kriya. So now concludes the Dasa Kanan, V'hachinami, here too, b'hanishman apsukim, ha-shliach tzibor makriyem ha-kol. So here too, we have that the shliach tzibor, the Baal Kriya, reads these eight psukim with everything else. Now, before I elaborate this, I just want to say I think it's worth noting that this is not the formulation that we see in Tosfos in Baba Basra. This Dasa Kanan over here. I didn't take a look at Tosfos in Menachos or anywhere else, but in Baba Basra, it brings up this concept of the Baal Kriya in Shul, but doesn't formulate it like the Dasa Kanan over here. So I'm going to try to explain it the way I see the Dasa Kanan saying it. It seems that the Dasa Kanan is saying that in general, we have a Baal Kriya. We instituted a Baal Kriya to lane. You shouldn't have people laning. You shouldn't have two people laning. Yeah, but one of them's doing it loud, one of them's doing quietly, but we instituted so people wouldn't be embarrassed. And there's a special din for the last eight psukim that these, a yachid reads them. These that the person who gets the aliyah should be the one reading them. Even for the rest of the Torah, you have a Baal Kriya and a different person getting the aliyah, but this one, a yachid, just one person should read them. But we see that nowadays we don't do that. The minhag is not like that. So, says the Dasa Kanan, for the same reason that we have, you know, we had a Baal Kriya for Mikra Bikurim and a Baal Kriya throughout the rest of the Torah, so here as well, that we didn't want people to be embarrassed, and we wanted people to have the opportunity to get the aliyah for Chasan Torah without, even if they didn't know how to lane. So we instituted that. Yes, it's true, really, ideally a yachid should, but we don't necessarily enforce that fully. That we can have a yachid read it, you know, the Baal Kriya read it, and someone else reads along, and that's what we do. It's just beautiful to see, you know, the way that Dasa Kanan ends on this note of you know, really trying to include everybody, and even those who are less knowledgeable and don't know how to lean, but to include them. And of course, that's, you know, a big inyan in Simchas Torah, of including everybody, whether they finish the Torah or not. They're dancing, they're celebrating, even the Pasul Sifrei Torah come in and are danced with on Simchas Torah. To attend with such a Dasa Kanan is really bringing home that message that everybody is shayach to the Torah. Lo b'shamayimi, everyone should have a part in Simchas Torah. And thank you so much for joining me in this series in Dasa Kanan. Lili Nishmas Kaleres Basbonim Tuvia. It's supposed to be able to learn with you and share with you, and looking forward to the next series in Yirtzeh Hashem for the coming year. Have a good Yantif.